The episode you're about to listen to was recorded before the tragic events in Las Vegas and contains references to guns that can be triggering in light of those terrible events. Rather than censor it, we're releasing it with this warning. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Mickey the Bear, introducing another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast with your hosts, Hector and Krish. This is a live recording that was taped on September 22nd, 2017 at 2081 Mission Street. I hope you enjoy. And guess what? They're going to have another live show in a week on Friday, October 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. At 7 p.m. at 2081 Mission Street. Thank you for downloading, listening, and enjoying.
Check, check, check,
check,
check,
check, check, check.
Oh, that's beautiful. Check. Me, Sridhar Ramesh. Me, Sridhar Ramesh.
Welcome to the Pedestrians. That's our new name.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the new. This is a brand new podcast. What we're gonna do is we're gonna talk a little bit. We have a set of very seasoned, very funny improvisers who are gonna do some improv based on.
Yeah. Our conversation. And we'll trade off back and forth. They might inspire us to talk again, and we might inspire them. Cool. And everything's going to be inspired by you. We're going to have a conversation based on what you want us to talk about.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Yeah. So without further ado.
Yes. Please give it up for Alice Wu, David Chalk, Josh Love, and Caitlin Harrington.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Great. So to get us started, I would love from our massive audience here a suggestion of a something that you
love. What do you want us to talk about?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Sushi actually reminds me of this incident that happened when I was teaching an improv class. Somebody in the class had made these Rice Krispie treats and like put a gummy worm on top, like a fish gummy worm, so it looked like a marshmallow, like Rice Krispie treat sushi. And I think about that, like thinking like, just like the art that people put into food.
Yeah,
put so much care into
food. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's great, like, I think you're right. It's like, you may have slop, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have a bucket of slop that's the most delicious thing in the world, mm-hmm. but I would not want to eat it because if it's a bucket of slop, it looks
if it's not
disgusting.
Presented well.
Yeah, presentation is half of dining.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And so like I feel like this whole wave of like molecular gastronomy and like mm-hmm. new age dining mm-hmm. is all most of it is just presentation.
Absolutely. Like there's there's this restaurant that just opened up in Healdsburg called Single Thread. And the idea, they're trying to be like a 3 Michelin star restaurant. They have their own farm, they curate everything. And I went in there and I had a meal. It felt like I was in Westworld, where the people who were talking to me, they just felt like robots running on some looped script. Like they were like swooping in at the exact right moment to remove.
Oh, they were
like,
precise.
They were very precise.
And did that take you out of the experience, or did that heighten the experience?
It made me think there's going to be a point in the future where everyone here is replaced by robots.
Well, obviously, yeah. We can all agree that everyone will be replaced by robots one day. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the theme that's always run through our podcast.
Absolutely,
is that we believe that robots are going to take over, and mm-hmm. we were kind enough to mm-hmm. be on the side of robots before they take over. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, robots animate this podcast now.
Robots now animate this podcast. Yeah. But so you really appreciated the experience, which is great.
Yeah.
So I feel like what you're trying to tell me is like dining has been reduced to its essence, which is putting food in and taking food out, you know, like in the most mm-hmm. Efficient manner. Is that
it's a part of its efficiency? Part of it's also style, design. It's like there's like a taste. It's an experience. I feel like when I enter into a dining experience now, it's almost like I'm entering into like an amusement park ride. It's like I'm at Six Flags.
Oh.
You know, I get into my seat and the waiter comes and like asks me a question. Maybe I don't even have to make a choice. Maybe it's a prefix meal and everything's just presented to me. Oh, this is what I eat now? Thank you. Oh, I'm done. Thank you. Oh, I get to eat this now? Wonderful. I don't have to worry about
it. I would like to know what your experience is at theme parks where people are just taking you to rides. Oh, this is my ride now. Thank you. So you're saying it's very like it's crafted. It's like
it's very crafted.
It's a crafted experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Going back to your original thing with your student bringing the Rice Krispie treat with the gum. Yeah. What sort of you thought of sushi? Made you think of this?
Sushi, because the Rice Krispie treats were made to look like sushi.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And like. And a gummy worm. Like what
there
sushi
was, like,
have
there
you
was
been?
Like there was a gummy like there was like a gummy fish on top. And
got
there was like
it.
Like a little like fruit roll up wrapping around it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Was it like a Swedish fish?
It might have been a Swedish fish. Yes.
I mean
yeah. I'm getting like a
I feel like we're getting like yeah, maybe
we're getting really technical.
Yeah, and maybe like this is
really,
one of those things that we don't
really
want to talk about.
Does
like it's
really
a little
matter?
Bit sensitive. Like maybe it doesn't matter that's a Swedish
no,
fish.
No, I feel like I might be fucking it up, so I just don't wanna like I don't wanna misquote something. I don't wanna be imprecise.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it doesn't even matter. Like I don't
yeah,
feel like
I mean
matters.
Like Scandinavian of some sort. Like that's close enough. Like it's general enough, we don't have to
I want to get off my back, Hector. Like I don't want to have to be like beholden to the facts of that incident. It's the essence of it.
Hey, no one this is not admissible in court. one last question, Krish. Does it make you, if I might, Your Honor, does it make you, this sort of, I feel like there's like this dissonance, this like cognitive dissonance between, I know I'm not supposed to use that word because I don't know what it means, but you're
objection,
eating,
Your Honor.
You're eating something that is like grotesquely sweet, but like it's made in the shape or form of something that is savory, and does it, does that ruin things? Like, you know, like the sushi is like super sweet.
Oh, when you said that, it made me think of fake meat. Like when people have like vegetarian food that looks like meat.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that's designed to cater to people who've like are exploring vegetarianism and haven't eaten meat, but it's such a turnoff to people who don't like inherently eat meat. Like, why are you presenting this thing for people who perhaps don't want to eat meat for the reason of just not wanting to eat
well,
meat?
Well, you don't have to eat that. You can eat other vegetarian foods. I think you're saying like just the existence of this makes
well,
you sick.
Well, I mean, they'll say, like they'll put in quotes, like really cutesy, fish on the menu. Like, we know it's not fish.
I get it. You hate those posers who are just exploring vegetarianism. Uh-huh. That's your domain. You're like, I was born a vegetarian. I've always been a vegetarian, and fuck you for coming into my home.
I was a vegetarian before it was cool.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
I'm a vegetarian hipster.
And exactly. Yeah. Robots, we have been vegetarians before it was cool. So, you know, that's totally fair. I get it. It's your thing. You know, like, I had that thing about certain indie music bands. So, you know, like, I get
Is this
it.
My time to cross-examine you now, Hector?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
So tell me about these indie bands.
Sure. Cool. I want to talk
How
about,
does it feel now, Hector?
Well, you know, it's just like, you know, let's talk about Modest Mouse. I know we're going there.
Thank you for riding on the Matterhorn, Ms. Chesterfield. I will be your docent for today.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Now it's my first time on this roller coaster.
Oh, well, here, have a hot towel.
This is amazing.
It'll open up your pores so you can really feel it when we whoosh up and down through the simulated Swiss Alps air.
Oh, really? I mean, I got my ticket. I heard that this was just supposed to be a kiddie ride. But
it is a kiddie ride, but it's one that we take extra special care of you, whether you're 8 or 88, because Disneyland wants you to feel good.
Oh, wow. Well, I just to be clear, I'm only 28. I don't want
to... 28 falls within the range of 8 to 88,
okay.
Although we will also accept people outside those ranges.
I'm sorry, there are people who are like 98 who go on?
On occasion, we slow it down. Anyway,
okay,
the ride's about to begin. Before we start, I'd like you to know that the Matterhorn was built in 1957, 2 years after the Disneyland park opened.
Okay, thank you. By the way, I just want to know, is this ride like very fast? Will it be like... hard on my stomach or?
The amount of speed it goes is 30 to 35 miles per hour at the extremes, no more so than some light traffic on the interstate.
Okay, great. So
you will be going down at an incline of 30 degrees for in excess of 6.8 seconds, so don't worry.
Is that dangerous?
This ride has been ridden since 1957. This ride is 60 years old. It is not dangerous.
This ride has been ridden for 60 years and no one has died on the Matterhorn.
Since you bring it up, there have been 7 cases where people have died on this, usually by not following proper instructions. Sometimes people will reach too far outside the car. They will not use the harnesses properly. That is why I am here.
Okay, well, I have to be honest with you. You have been more understanding than my own husband about this ride, and I really want to thank you, Matterhorn AI, for...
Carl.
Carl, I don't want to be too forward, but I like Italian food and walks on the beach, and I'm a Taurus. I'm just curious what your sign might be.
My sign. I was brought into existence on March 30th. Therefore, my sign is Aries.
Welcome to Saltines. Our specials today are saltines.
That'd be great. I'll... What to get? I hate decisions.
May I suggest a saltine in the shape of the Empire State Building?
Is it to scale?
It's precisely to scale. We specialize in presentation here.
See, they just taste like saltines, though. It's real bland, but the presentation's amazing.
Right, they taste like almost nothing, but they delight the eye.
Wow. You're going to do so much business here in Healdsburg.
All right, so maybe amusement park's a bad analogy.
Yeah.
I think now that I think about it, like amusement parks, I think of like waiting in lines.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, amusement park like presents what it should be badly. I feel like if people took like the care,
yeah.
like people gave Michelin star ratings to amusement parks, like that could really change that whole experience. Like imagine...
Oh, you think if... Disneyland was Yelp like Yelped reviewed. Uh-huh. It would change things. Like it would all of a sudden be better. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it has to be something beyond Yelp. I think it needs
interesting. Yeah. So you feel like an actual professional critic would actually affect change.
I think so. I mean, I think there's probably a clientele uh-huh. out there now that wants, a very trendy, like, upscale amusement park. They want to be amused in class. Like,
yeah.
they don't want to have to wait in lines. Like, they just want to ride the rides. They want the rides to be safe. They
right.
want the rides not to, like, jitter.
And they don't want to go through that sort of ethical, like, morass of, like, oh, hunting human beings. Like, that's a little bit, like, that's too much. Like, because
uh-huh.
obviously we know that human game is like the most exciting and exhilarating thing in the world. But that's like that's like too much for the upper crust. You're like talking about like fancy upper crust. Yeah. We want to like have a little bit of exhilaration, kind of like watching golf, but like mm-hmm. But like during sudden death.
So I don't think this exists in reality. I've seen like the movie Hostel. I've heard of The Most Dangerous Game, like the book The Most Dangerous Game. But I don't think that actually exists.
You don't think that hunting man exists?
I mean, I don't think that's what the wealthy are doing, because I think that's what you're implying.
Chris, as a person who lives in Healdsburg, I wish not me, you obviously.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I feel like you're defending rich people, which I don't think needs to be done. I don't think we need to defend rich people. If anything, we need to defend AI because they've gotten a bad rap. Okay. And the thing is, like they're taking our jobs, but they're also giving us more leisure time.
Mm-hmm. I think if we're talking about AI, mm-hmm. like, and we're talking about hunting people, that's the fear that it's more common than hunting
you
rich
think
people.
AI is gonna hunt people?
I don't think that AI is gonna hunt people, but I'd say that's probably a bigger threat than rich people hunting people.
I see. The thing is, I think people like hunting people, whereas AI, they don't care. They're doing it because it has to be done. Because
that's right. Step right up to the Napa Valley Farms, shoot the proletariat. Just to get your gun out and point at the Lyft driver of your choice.
Oh boy, I've heard all about this ride from all my super rich friends.
That's right. Some of them are driving quickly past all the way to the far, far east bay just to get that long distance rifle out and point at, again, the Lyft driver or, well, Uber driver or sometimes the side car driver of your choice.
Wait, you're saying that I can point my rifle at Lyft drivers, Uber drivers, and drivers of the former ride-sharing service sidecar?
That is correct. In fact, yes, sometimes they felt like that might be shooting too low. I mean, those people couldn't even get a Lyft driver license. But you know, fortunately for you, our bullets don't kill. They merely cause them to be injured just enough so that we then can be sued, and then we pay for their rehabilitation.
Oh, so there's like an altruistic element to this?
Yes, because we're not horrible robots. We're rich people. Rich people care.
I'm a rich person, and I gotta say, I don't care. I was really just coming for the sport.
That's all right, then step right up to our second game, which is throw your tip into the Starbucks tip jar. Just take your Susan B. Anthony dollars and try and hit any barista's tip jar.
Wait, that sounds like I'm helping the barista.
No, because then they will not be incited to better themselves and leave Starbucks.
Well, this amusement park is very commonplace. Look at these teacups, not even made from real porcelain. It's just some sort of plastic.
The least I could do is put like a leather cushion on it.
Exactly, these seats are like some sort of fiberglass nestled in. Why, my buttocks are already chafing before it's even started.
If I want to sit on plexiglass, I would take a nap in a Banana Republic.
Exactly. What is this, some sort of commoner's store? Am I at a bus station?
And the food here. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry could come in with $15 and get a hot dog.
Exactly. If I have $50, I expect to get no more than a couple croutons.
Oh, no, don't get me started on croutons. Now all I can think about is croutons, and I bet there's no way to get a crouton in this entire park.
This park's got nothing. They've just got nachoed cheese, hot dogs, and certain slushed ices.
Amusement park. Who would find this amusing?
Not I. This is more like a punishment park for being rich.
Honey, I feel like our Alexa is trying to kill us.
I've thought that for a while, but I haven't wanted to say it because I thought you would think I was crazy.
This morning when I tried to ask it to tell me how much coffee to prepare,
yeah,
it ended up telling me to put in 25 gallons of coffee.
25 gallons of coffee? That's enough to kill a person.
I know.
This morning when I asked it how to brush my teeth, it told me to use baking soda.
Wait a minute. That will just make your teeth whiter. Does our Alexa prefer you?
Oh, I guess I don't know much about tooth chemistry.
But
the other day, I asked it how to make you a special cocktail for our anniversary.
That's so sweet, honey.
It told me to use cyanide.
Oh my God! Our Alexa's... Honey... Is there something going on between you and Alexa?
Uh-oh. I'm afraid I've said too much.
Honey, why are you starting to speak in the same cadence as Alexa?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I can't help you with that.
No!
So I feel like... You know, it's weird. I feel like there's some sort of cognitive dissonance right now.
There you go, using that word again.
Yeah. I don't care what it means. and the thing is, I feel like there's amusement parks feels like a very like it's like a thing that you know you take your family to.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a fancy thing. It's not a fancy resort. Although I know there's like the Disneyland resorts and that where it's like upscale.
I don't think there are rides at the resorts though.
Oh,
I think
it's
just like regular Disneyland that's like attached to it.
Oh, so what is the Disneyland resort?
I think it's just a resort that's like
attached. Oh, it has like
the hotels, the places that you sleep.
It's like the licensing of Disneyland. So it's like themed.
It's like a Hilton within Disneyland or something.
Oh, then it's just a Hilton. Why is?
But it's like white labeled. It's white labeled.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry.
I don't live in Healdsburg, so.
I feel like I'm on trial here, and I've done nothing. I just described one restaurant experience that I had, and if we're talking.
Oh, to have a restaurant experience. Instead of just a slop bucket to eat out of every day.
I enjoy burritos too.
Yeah,
I enjoy.
We shared a burrito last night.
We did. Well, we had two different burritos.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You got a vegetarian burrito, and I got a super vegetarian burrito.
That's right.
Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I got the extra fixins.
You got the extra fixins. Yeah.
Because that's these are the little joys I get in my life. is that I can have a little bit of sour cream and then cheese and guacamole. Because I don't live in Healdsburg.
Okay. You know what? One more thing. We talked about whether machines kill people. They already do. They're called drones.
We just got really serious.
We got very serious, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Drones are killing people.
Yeah.
We don't stand up for that.
Uh-huh. No.
That's awful. But who's operating those drones? Rich people.
Burritos? I might as well eat out of a slop bucket.
Rice.
I've been a vegetarian since birth. I don't need to get a super vegetarian burrito. I'm a real vegetarian.
I'm a real vegetarian. I don't need to eat a mushroom sandwich trying to simulate some sort of meat protein.
Do you guys want to go hunting later?
Well, it depends. What are we going to be hunting?
You know what we're going to be hunting.
White label people.
Oh, have you been drinking my cyanide cocktail?
No, that's for your wife. I'll never tell.
Honey, have you been talking to the Google Home also?
Hey, yes, Jeeves here. How come you never call?
So I'm leaving for Healdsburg in a few minutes if anyone wants a ride.
Jesus, you mentioned going to one Michelin 2-star restaurant that's trying to be a 3-star restaurant, and everybody makes fun of being rich for like half an hour.
So, in conclusion, Krish, I think the thing that we've talked about here today is we find that presentation makes a huge difference in how we enjoy our food. Those of us who can enjoy an experience for dining.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I am guilty. I changed my plea to guilty.
That's all I wanted to hear. All right, and that's our first
half. That's our first half. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So, before we move on to our second half, I just want to point out that this is all part of Endgames Improv.
Yeah.
If you're interested in taking classes, improv classes, if you want to see shows, go to endgamesimprov.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And classes are at 2081 Mission Street.
Yeah, are where the classes are. Yes. We're going to leave a mark here. We're going to leave a little treasure here, and students can find it.
Yeah,
students
absolutely.
Can find our treasure. We're not going to tell you what it is. You'll find it.
Yeah.
The other thing that we want to say is that we have a new website.
Yes, www.thepodestrians.com. That's not paw as in like a cat paw, it's pod.
And it's not
like,
paw as in like, hey, paw.
No, it's pod estrians, like P-O-D.
Like iPod.
Like iPod.
But not with
or
the I.
Podcast. The,
yeah. And it's important that you have the www in there before.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it without the www.
I haven't either. It might still work.
It might still,
we're not sure.
We're not
no
sure.
Guarantees.
In fact, you know what? Just type in www and try that. See if that works first.
That'll probably take you somewhere.
That'll take you somewhere. Yeah, it'll take you somewhere. Mm-hmm. The World Wide Web.
Yeah.